The man who confessed to the twin attacks that killed 93 people in Norway was scheduled to be arraigned in court Monday. The people of Norway marked a day of mourning in churches around the country, still in shock over the bombing in downtown Oslo and the massacre at a youth camp outside the capital. Charles Collins spoke to the Bishop of Oslo, Bernt Ivar Eidsvig, about the mood in the country.
It has affected, I think, every one of us. In spite of political differences or other differences, this is a tragedy which we don't know anything like it from our history, that 100 people are killed in cold blood. So it's creating unity, and in spite of the grief, also strength.
What has been the reaction? The perpetrator is Norwegian. Sadly, when this first started coming out, people thought it might be a foreign attack. How has been the reaction to the fact that this is one of Norway's own who's done this evil thing?
One of tremendous surprise. But of course, in all countries, there are disturbed and misled persons. And I am quite sure he is one of them. He must be mentally disturbed. I don't think their ideology is sufficient to explain this.
Yesterday there was a memorial service at Oslo Cathedral. Of course, the majority of the people in the country are at least nominally Lutheran. Has there been any kind of religious response from religious figures in the country?
Oh, yes. I think there has been. In all our churches yesterday, Requiem was celebrated and prayers for the dead and the mourning were said. The Lutheran Church, of course, draws a greater crowd, and I suppose the great majority of the victims will have been Lutherans.
When such events have happened, for example, in the United States after 9/11, there was an upsurge in religious attendance in the Sunday after. Did Norway also experience that?
Yes. I think the attendance at all services and masses yesterday was untypically high. Now, this is the holiday season, so how precise I can record this, I don't know, but it seems to have been very high.
What about general security? Of course, people are often surprised when they go to Scandinavian countries in general that, you don't have the same security around government buildings that you would, for example, in the U.S. Is that also being discussed?
Yes. They were planning to block this street in 2 months. Where this man parked his car with the bomb inside. I think we are waking up to reality. But in Oslo, have you practically been able to drive your car to the Prime Minister's office or to the King's Palace if you pretended to have some business there? I think this will all come to an end fairly soon.
What has been the response in Norway to the international reaction? The Pope said words yesterday, and of course leaders from around the world have expressed their condolences. Has there been any response in that way?
Yes. Perhaps not so much articulate. We read out the Pope's message to our King in all the masses yesterday, and the faithful we're very grateful for it and feel encouraged and strengthened. So are the words of foreign political leaders. But for the Catholics, of course, the Pope's message is of particular importance.